From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. When a poet takes the stage, you never know what the subject will be. It could be a love sonnet, an ode to war, or a fiery piece of prose about politics. Whatever the subject, Americans are taught to embrace the right of the poet to speak his or her mind. Sometimes.
Somebody blew up America. All thinking people oppose terrorism, both domestic and international. But one should not be used to cover the other.
Back at a 2002 poetry festival, then New Jersey poet laureate Amiri Baraka performed his piece titled Somebody Blew Up America. The poem explored Baraka's take on why 9/11 happened. It opened up a can of controversial conspiracy theories, and it attacked black leadership in the Bush administration. The Anti-Defamation League charged that Baraka's poem was also filled with anti-Semitic ramblings. There was a national outcry, and Baraka was asked to resign. When he refused, the position of poet laureate was officially eliminated by the state of New Jersey. So begins one segment of the First Amendment Project, four short films that probe what freedom of speech means and the challenges it faces. The Sundance Channel and Court TV are co-producers, and actor and filmmaker Mario Van Peebles directs the Amiri Baraka segment titled Poetic License. And he joins us now from New York. Mario, nice to have you on the show, man.
Good to be on the show, brother.
Listen, you know, first of all, this was really interesting. It was a fantastic segment to see. I was riveted watching it. Of all of the First Amendment crises, if I can put it that way, that you could choose from to demonstrate the point of your piece, you chose Amiri Baraka. Why?
I think on a number of levels. One, you know, as a filmmaker and the son of a pretty radical filmmaker, I've had, you know, I always realized that we really couldn't have made Sweetback in 1971 or Badass in Algiers if you were under, you know, French oppression on some level. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That there are other places around the world, whether they be China or parts of Africa or parts of the, where you're just not able to say that kind of thing without getting beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the cornerstones of our, you know, democracy is the right to free speech, the right to address grievances, the First Amendment rights. And I felt that post 9/11, there have been these encroachments on our civil liberties. And in particular, I felt free speech. And by the way, in this piece, we've got a lot of folks who are pro Baraka's poem and a lot of folks who are not. And they speak much more eloquently about it than I do.
Who run the army? Who the fake president? Who the ruler? Who the banker? Who?
I think that criticizing one's government is a form of patriotism. It's essential that we have members of our community speaking out against government actions because we're a democracy.
Who give genius awards to Homo Locus Subsidiary?
It's a terrible poem that maintains the low quality of writing that this man has done for almost 40 years. It all comes back to the same thing, which is that there's a group of people who should be lined up and gotten rid of.
I just saw myself as a cat passing a microphone around a room.
This is sort of the central point, right? I think that you were trying to make, at least that, mm-hmm, I received from watching it.
Cool.
And that is that people don't always know what the First Amendment really means in terms of the cost, even the hurt that that amendment protects. You follow what I'm saying?
I do. I think particularly since 9/11, what happened, I call it the two tragedies of 9/11. I don't know about you, but I have kids.
I do.
My oldest daughter is 12. When she comes to me, and she does come to me and say, Daddy, you know, Mandela or Michaela hit me, her younger brothers, you know, they hit me. And I say, well, baby, they shouldn't hit you, and I will address that grievance. But my second question as a father, as a parent is, now, baby, why do you think they hit you? What did you do that might have made them want to hit you? And I think with 9/11, we reacted, man, they hit us. You know, we don't want to be hit. And that was the first tragedy. But to me, the second tragedy is to not examine what we could possibly be doing that might, as Malcolm might put it, bring some of these chickens home to roost. Not saying that it's wrong or right, not putting any judgment on it, but to not explore that and say any exploration of what we might be supporting around the world and any exploration of what we might have had to do with this is not patriotic, is in a way confining and restraining free speech. And I think what Baraka did in his poem, good or bad, like it or not, was raise some very interesting questions.
Well, he certainly did that, and he became a lightning rod. And I want to ask you about this, because Baraka threw stones at an awful lot of people and a lot of institutions, American institutions, including black folks.
Across the board, man. He's pretty democratic.
He was definitely that.
Who did Tom ask Clarence work for? Who doo-doo come out the colon's mouth? Who know what kind of skeezer is a Condoleezza?
The heat seemed to be the hottest over the issue of his alleged anti-Semitism. If that's the case, can you explain why that was?
Well, first of all, the poem is a long poem, and in the poem he says, and the refrain is who, meaning who blew up the towers, who blew up America. And, you know, again, the people in the poem, I feel, say it, and in the piece say it better than I do. But he says, who killed the most who killed the most Jews? Who killed the most Italians?
Who killed the most Italians? Who killed the most Irish? Who killed the most Africans? Who killed the most Japanese? Who killed the most Latinos?
So in a way, it's not a poem about even anti-America. It's really a poem, I feel, that's anti-oppression. Now, if in that he offended some folks, I understand that, and I understand there is a tendency right now, as some of the folks in the piece who happen to be Jewish pointed out, to be very sensitive about the relationship with right-wing America and the Likud, or right-wing Israel. And it doesn't mean if I criticize Bush that I'm anti-American. It doesn't mean that if I criticize a regime in Africa that I'm anti-black. And it doesn't mean that if I criticize the right wing of government in Israel that I'm anti-Semitic. Because actually, when you go abroad and you say something about Bush, yeah, I've been abroad and I was in France not too long ago. And I said, well, I don't always agree with the policies of our government right now, but that doesn't mean I'm anti-American. So you can get branded with stuff in a very sort of reductive way. And I can't be a Baraka apologist, because there's some very salient points on all sides. And when you see poetic license, as you know, it goes into some of the very deep relationships between why there's a sensitivity about the Israeli connection right now. Not per se the Jewish connection, but the Israeli connection. And I can't speak on that as well as Jeremy Glick and Ken Jacobson and some of the very folks who are just much more learned about it.
They spoke very eloquently. But it sort of boils down to, and I need to ask you this as the director of the film and someone with the background that you have, if you are free in this country,
yes, sir,
under the First Amendment, to question, be critical of the government or of the country in general, isn't the response just as protected under the First Amendment?
Absolutely, and necessary. Absolutely. That's right. That's what's great about America. I'll do a movie and some folks will love it and some people think it's the worst piece of anything they saw. And it's those opposing voices that I think make this country great. You take Italians and you take Jews, you take Irish, you take African American, and you put Asians and you mix us in a pot and you get sparks, you get hostility. But out of those sparks comes great art. Any culture that's just monocultural for too long gets stagnant. And that First Amendment, like I said, is the valve to this great democracy we have. And it's the cornerstone.
What kind of response have you been getting so far from those who have seen Poetic Justice?
Poetic License.
Poetic License.
I'll take that. It's been good. You know, I tried to take that, you know, a different look at that sort of Fox quote of the fair and balanced thing and say, let's have some really smart folks from all sides of the aisle speak out. And again, you know, it's different. With Badass, my opinion was big in it. You know, because you're taking a position as a filmmaker. With this piece on the First Amendment, I'm trying to take myself out of it and really say, hey, here's a cat from the left and here's a cat from the right. And clearly, both sides would like to violate your First Amendment at different times. So I tried in this case to say, let me be a cat. Let me take my ego and my own person out of this mix and be a guy handing the microphone around to some other folks who say it much better than me, and I think they did.
Examining what the First Amendment means and some of the challenges that are faced is actor and filmmaker Mario Van Peebles, who directs Poetic License. His film is one of four films featured in the Sundance Channel Court TV collaboration, The First Amendment Project. You can see clips from the film and find out the next air dates by going to our website at npr.org. Mario, thank you very much for stopping by the New York studio. It was a pleasure to talk to you and to see the film.
Thank you, brother. It's a pleasure to get out there and do it. And I can only do that because that First Amendment is still there.
Like an owl exploding in fire, we hear the questions rise in terrible flame, like the whistle of a crazy dog, like the acid vomit of the fire of hell. Who and who and who and who and who and who?
To listen to this show or visit NPR.org, where you can also order CDs and transcripts, or call 877-NPR-TEXT. This is a news and opinion program created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Tony Cox. This is NPR News.